Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Sarah Place, Chief Sustainability Officer for Elanco. Back with Sarah in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, exciting news. The Beef Checkoff going to be able to partner up with NASCAR. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We are so excited that it has officially been announced. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, is partnering with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 40th season opening race for NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for 4 p.m. start on February 13th, the day before the 63rd annual Daytona 500. But to build upon the sponsorship, we are thrilled to announce the Oklahoma Beef Council, in partnership with other state beef councils, is providing additional support of on-site promotions as well as television for this historic event. And it is the second time in 2 months the Beef Checkoff will be returning to television. Once again, it was the right project at the right price at the right time.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner. Our own Casey Shepherd had a chance to Zoom for a few minutes with Dr. Sarah Place of Elanco. One of the topics they discussed, the great story we've got regarding beef sustainability.
Beef cattle production is an incredibly, you know, resilient system, and it's one that's really important on multiple levels. So there's always lots of discussion of greenhouse gas emissions, but sometimes folks forget those fundamentals when it comes to sustainability and really why we domesticated cattle in the first place, right? They're excellent at converting solar energy in the form of the grass that they consume into high quality food for people. And related to that is the job that they do of helping maintain all of our grassland ecosystems, incredibly important in the Great Plains and throughout the United States, which has implications for wildlife habitat and for water quality.
And even for people that are vegans, beef's still pretty important.
It is, you know, that's what we like to think is like essentially, you know, whether you eat animal source foods or not, you depend upon animals to make the future more sustainable. And that's really our vision as a company, is that we need cattle and other farm animals. If we think about all the different byproducts that cattle eat, and specific to Oklahoma, or even the wheat industry and wheat middlings and other byproducts that come from biofuels production to fiber production in the form of cottonseed, all these things that would be waste that essentially get upcycled in cattle and produce higher quality food from the standpoint of the beef that the animals are providing for us and humanity, right? So that upcycling piece is incredibly important. Really, one of the advantages, again, of having cattle in our food system is that service they provide.
Kind of walk us through the upcycling process for those that have not heard that before.
Yeah, so we've all heard of recycling, right? Taking something, making something of equivalent value. Upcycling is taking something that's of little or no value and making a higher value product. And if we frame it that way, that's really what cattle are doing every single day, right? So whether they're eating grass that they're grazing, whether they're consuming forages that have been harvested, or any of these byproduct feeds, right? Again, they're coming from the production of other human food that comes from crops or, again, biofuels or fiber. When they take those feed resources, they're very low quality from a standpoint of what they can contribute to human nutrition. And when we run those feedstuffs through the ruminant animal, we get a higher quality product, right? And that's really the beauty of that ruminant system and all those microbes that cattle have that symbiotic relationship with, is they're able to convert very low quality feed sources into higher quality foods. And so again, that's that upcycling process, taking something that's of low value and upgrading it to a higher value product.
What has been the biggest challenge for you guys at Elanco, like getting this message out and kind of stopping all of the rumors that you hear that completely go against everything that we know is to be true?
Yeah, I think it's a real challenge across agriculture, right? And we definitely see ourselves as a partner in trying to combat some of that misinformation. And I think at first people may think an animal health company, what does that have to do with sustainability? So it's been a long-term focus for us, is making sure people realize that when animals are healthy, right, if we bring it back to the cattle industry, right, if we can reduce the incidence of BRD, right, bovine respiratory disease, or other digestive issues that cattle may have, and essentially reduce rates of morbidity, right, of illness and a mortality in cattle production, we intuitively understand in agriculture that means that we're going to be better at converting natural resources into human food. But that story has been a little bit challenging at times to convey. And I think that's where things like upcycling and making sure that we're putting it into terms that are easily relatable to folks that are not living and breathing agriculture every day, but making sure we highlight what's relevant to them, which is, you know, you're going to be producing, nourishing your family, right, with fewer natural resources required. And it's not coming at the expense of animal welfare, which is sometimes what people think, that if we make animals more productive, that they're inherently going to have a poorer quality of life, but it's actually the opposite, right? The better quality of life we provide these farm animals, the more sustainable we can be from a system perspective.
Dr. Sarah Place, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.